Wednesday the 21st of April, Zion Eor, Rabbi David Kahn, a novel application of the mitzvah of Svichas Kavona.
Yes, good morning. Of course, in Yonah Dioma is really what brings mitzvah Svichas Kavona to the forefront, because Svichas Kavona, there is an interesting sif in Shulchan Aruch, somebody who davens with the shul, he comes to the shul in the place that he lives, and it's not yet night, and the shul are davening, they are davening Maariv, and they're also counting Sfira early. Why are they counting Sfira early? I can see faces look perplexed. Because it's now Bein Hashmoshes. It's after Shkia, but it's before Tzeis HaKechovim, and they're counting because it's a Din Rabbonon counting Sfira nowadays, and there's room to be Mekel, maybe we are Makfir to make sure that we count after Nacht, and that's correct. Anyway, this minion, where he goes to, this is what they're doing. There is upon whom to rely, although it isn't the best way to perform the mitzvah. Now, what should one do? Moide imohim, says Shulchan Aruch, you count with them, beloy brocha. Don't make a brocha, but you count with them. Ve'im yizkor balaylo, if you remember later on, yavorich, then you can make the brocha, v'yispo, and you can count. What's going on? How can you count already? What's going on? So the Mefarshim explain, and Morgan Avram and others explain, that what's going on is that you count when it's Bein Hashmoshes with a Tanai. And you say, look, if it is now Lailo, as we know, Bein Hashmoshes is Sofik Yom, Sofik Lailo, if it's now Lailo, then I'm count, then if it's now Lailo, so then, no, not so, you count, you say like this. If I forget to count later on, then I want this to be my counting, because at least now I'm counting at a time when b'dyavid you can be sovach and it's all right. But if I remember later, then I don't want this to be my sphera, and what I want is later on, it's going to be night, I'll then make a brocha and count. That's the way it works. Along comes the Mogen Avraham, he doesn't understand. He says, if you say mitzvahs, einon tzrichas kavona, and of course this is a machloikas, big machloikas in the Rishonim, it's a machloikas in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, where the mitzvah tzrichas kavona, mitzvahs einon tzrichas kavona, the source of it is really the case of somebody who blows shofar to play a tune. Yes? You've never heard anything like this in Rosh Hashanah, but somebody was blowing the shofar to play a tune, and the question is he yotzer? He didn't have kavona in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, he blew it just in order to be able to play a tune or to practice. In such a case, do we say, there's a machlokes between Rav and Rav Zeira, whether mitzvah tzrichas kavona, and therefore you're not yotzer, mitzvah ein tzrichas kavona and yotzer, there's a machlokes we show him how we pass him, etc., etc. Therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, if you say mitzvah ein tzrichas kavona, and says the Mogen Avraham, that's what I hold in a drabonon, the mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavona for a drabonon, and mitzvahs tzrichas kavona for a deraisa, since tzrichas only nowadays drabonon, it won't help having kavona not to be yotzer, because you don't need kavona. So you did the mitzvah. Mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavona means that just merely doing the mitzvah, that's enough. You don't need kavona. So if you don't need kavona, says the Mogen Avraham, you cannot have kavona for ket. Says the Mogen Avraham, this din is the din of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Shittosei, who paskens in Hilchas Kriyishma, Simon Samach, Sif Dalet, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesho Imrim, some say, She'ein mitzvah tzrichas kavona. V'yesho Imrim, She'tzrichas kavona. Lotzeis ba'asiyas oisa mitzvah, V'chein halocha. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that you need to have kavona. By the way, the same question is, if you get up early in the morning, we're not sure whether the time for Sofsma Kriyishma is, according to Mogen Avraham, earlier than the time of the Vilna Gaon. If you're going to daven in a shul, where in the shul they're going to daven Kriyishma, talking about Shabbos morning, they will get to Kriyishma in time for the Moginav 4, the Vilna Gaon's time? If so, you want to say Krishma with the brachas. So you get up in the morning and you're going to say Krishma, and you say, look, it's now before the time of the Moginav 4. I'm going to say Krishma with it tonight. If the real time for Sofsman Krishma is according to the Moginav 4, this is my Krishma. If it's not, then what I would like to do is, I don't want to have Kabbalah, I'm just reading a bit of Torah, and later when it comes to davening, then that is going to be my Krishma, the advantage being that I will have Krishma, as it's supposed to be said, yes, enveloped with the brachas before and the brachas afterwards, and that is the optimal way to say Krishma. So Shulchan Aruch says mitzvahs, Srichas Kabbalah. Says the Mogen Avon, the Shulchan Aruch is understood, but according to the way I learned, the mitzvahs, Einot Srichas Kabbalah, certainly in the Drabonon, it doesn't work. You can't do it. So the Mogen Avon says, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that it does work. Why does it work? Because there's explicit Tosfos and other Rishonim. Tosfos asks a very famous question. You pick up the Arba Minim. We're going around the year in less than 40 days, yes? So we pick up the Arba Minim. You pick up the Arba Minim. You're ready, Yotzer, too late. How can you make the bracha? You've got to make the bracha first. So Tosfos gives various solutions. Tosfos in Sukkah, Tosfos in Pesachim as well. He gives various solutions. Either, Tosfos says, either you turn it upside down, which is what we're used to, or you have specific intent not to be Yotzer until you have made the bracha, and then you'll be Yotzer. I, you see, make having a specific intention not to be Yotzer will also work. Good. So, this is the din of fear. I'd like to give, as the title suggests, two interesting applications of mitzvah Srichas Kabbalah and Einot Srichas Kabbalah, which are, as I say, really novel. You pick up a glass of, you're making Havdalah, Shabbos, and you decide that you're going to make Havdalah on beer. For some reason, you're not allowed to, of course, if you've got wine, you make Havdalah on wine. For some reason, you can't make Havdalah on wine. It makes your head spin. So you decide you're going to make Havdalah on beer. So you make Havdalah on beer, but you're used to saying, very proud of it. So you pick up the kois, and you say, Oroch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and your intention is to finish off very proud of it. And you suddenly catch yourself. The Gemara in Brochus, the Gemara asks, are you Yotzer? The Gemara says, you finished off, and you said, Shakoni Ebedevorei. You saved the day at the end, but your intention, right through saying the Brocha, was to say, very proud of him. The Gemara says the following. Hecha de kolokit kasa de shichra biyode. You picked up a glass of beer for kasova. You thought the chamra that it was wine. Posach uborich. You began saying the brocha adait de chamra with intention of finishing off very priagofin. V'siyim. What did you finish off with the shichra? You said shakoni abitvorei. Mai. So the Gemara says, are you yotzer this brocha? So the Gemara says, bosa ikar brocha as linon. Do we follow your intention at the time when you said the main part of the bracha, says Rashi? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, that's the main frame of the bracha. Oy, maybe, Vosoch Hasimo Azlinon, maybe it depends on what you actually said at the end. And you said, Shakol Yevitvorei. And the Gemara tries to bring a proof from other cases, Bryce's. In the end, the Rif says that it's a void lo yivshita, and there is no hachro in the Gemara what the din is. Along comes Rabbeinu Yonah, who's the back of the Shulchan, the back of the Gemara, Pirush on the Rif at the back, and he says he doesn't understand. He says, what's the question? Why shouldn't it work? You said the right bracha, the Raven asked the same. You said the right bracha, who cares what you thought? You said the right, why should there be any problem at all? Says the Raven, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he says the following. According to this explanation in the Gemara, which is Rashi and Tosis, that's the way I explain the Gemara, is the way Rashi and Tosis explain. Yesh lisho, my dam rinon, elohecha denoka, kasa de shichra biyoda v'kasova chamra, you took a cup of beer and you thought it was wine, posach but a chamra, you began thinking you were going to finish off Brei Pregofen, the siyam v'shichra, and you ended off shakol yevitvorei. My, the Gemara asks, Bosa Psich Azlinon, Bosa Chasim Azlinon, V'lo Yivshita, the Gemara does not tell us what the din is. V'im Issa Shein Ela B'machshova, if really the only problem was You thought the wrong thought when you said the brocha. Amaylei pshetu. Why does the Gemara not tell us what the din is? She'af opi shekavanos toisel asvarech betos al hayayin mabekach. Who cares what that he thought he was going to finish off to say very prayer of him? Hare nas is hamitzvah. The mitzvah has been fulfilled. U'mitzvahs einam sriches kavona. Here it comes in again. You don't need kavona. You see, all you need to do is to utter the words. Ulefi masha posa korif says Rabbeinu Yonah, according to what the Rif has paskened in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the mitzvahs sriches kavona. That's where the Shulchan Aruch takes it from. It follows the Rif. He says, "Ase shape, excellence." To mishum hocha amin abosu psichas liyun. That's why we're worried. So far, mitzvah srichas kavona goes that if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, says Rabbeinu Yonah, with intention to say Baruch Priya Gofem, it is a misfit of a brocha and it won't work. That is the kavona, unless we say that you saved it by saying Sheakol. But in principle, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Shaloi nischavin levorich al sheicha, says Rabbeinu Yonah, velo yetze, velo to why? To mitzvah tzrichas kavona. That was the question. Oi, bosa chasimas liin v'yetze. Why? Shoisa chasima karoi, you finished off okay, and therefore that's alright. That is the sofik. But, says Rabbeinu Yonah, omnom Rabbeinu haigon, zichroinu limbrocha, v'harbe min al meforshin, posku, to mitzvahs einum tzrichas kavona. V'koshe lohem, says Rabbeinu Yonah, if so, it's very difficult to have along the Meima, because then the Gemara should have said, af al pi sheloi nischavin levorich al ha-sheicha mitchila, even though you did not intend to make a finish off with a she'akol, given she'nas is ha-mitzvah, since you said the right brocha from the beginning to end, yotza, your yotza, v'amai le'ivshita, why does the Gemara have a sofik? What's the question? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, gives two answers. V'yesh lema, he says. Number one is, Da'afilu misha soiva mitzvahs einon tzrichas kavona. Here we go. Even if you say mitzvahs einon tzrichas kavona, ha'memile b'dova shiesh boi maisa. It only applies to an act, a mitzvah, which involves an act. You've got to do something. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, do it, you did it. Pick up avaminim, you did it. Eat matzah, you did it. Sheha maisa hu b'mokem kavona. Very interesting. If Hashem says, do it, Hashem wants us to do the act. Whatever it is to do, did it, you can tick it off. That's fine. Kagoin, the tilas lulav. Daminam, the Gemara says explicitly, midze agbu, nofak be, you be yotz already. V'chein kol kiyotz, bize avo, b'mitzvah sutzlui ba'amiro. Listen to this chiddush. If it's a mitzvah that depends on words that you say, what does he say? Bilvad, only words. Vadai tzvicha kavona. It certainly needs kavona. Why? Shu'amiro he believe. Because what you say is not a physical action. It is merely, it is a revelation of what you're thinking in your mind. Very interesting. That's what speech is. Because she'enu mechavim ba'amiro, when you don't have the right kavona for what you're saying, ve'enu osa maisa, and there's no action, it's only words, listen to this, amazing. What you say is merely a mirror image of what you're thinking. The power of speech is not a power in its own right. It is only has power in as much as it reflects what you're thinking. Explicit in the Rishonim. It's only what you're thinking. So now if there's a contradiction between what you're thinking and what you say, the ikki is what you thought. So if you thought to say very fair often, it's not going to work. So he says, the ikka is, from this, we can certainly, that's answer number one. Answer number two, he gives, he mentions Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel says the following, Sh'af bishumitzes, ein tzuichas kavono, v'yotza b'dievet, zeu k'shoysa ha-mitzvah b'stam. That's only if you do the mitzvah without any intention. Avol k'sho mechavein b'yadio, sh'loilot seis. You explicitly intend not to be yotza, v'atei eni yotza. It's not going to work. The hocha, what about here? Of course you intend to do a mitzvah. You wanted to make a brocha before you drank the drink that you have. May high timer, lo yifshita. This is why the Gemara has a sofik. Mishum de kasova, you thought, de chamrahu, that it's wine. Uposach b'de chamra, you started off making a brocha Pragofen, Venishavein, Shaloi Lotseis Beshikra. Listen to this Chiddush. When you intend to start saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and you're thinking of wine, you are not thinking of the bracha on beer, She'akel. Who means, therefore, Loi Lotseis Beshikra Klav, Ela Michamro. And therefore, he says, therefore, it doesn't work. And he says, that's the reason, by the way, he says, tell me, says Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, why, when you go to Shul on Matzei Shabbos, and you hear Havdalah from whoever makes Havdalah in Shul, how can you go home and make Havdalah again? You better even get it, sir. Mitzvah in Tzuchus Kavona. He says, it must be because you've got Kavona, you're going to make Havdalah at home, so you don't want to be included in this Havdalah. But in this case here, tremendous Chiddush, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, to say Bro Pri HaGofen, it means not to say She'akol. If so, even if you say mitzvahs Eilam Tzuchus Kavona, but if you negate, you say, I don't want to be Yotzer, this is not going to be a She'akol. It can't be both a Bro Pri HaGofen and a She'akol. So if you have intention yes for Bro Pri HaGofen, it's an intention no for a She'akol. If so, it won't work. The same as the Sefiras HaOmer, you can say, I don't want to be Yotzer with this, if I remember later. The same as I can say with the Kriya Shema, if the right time is the time of the Vilna Gaon, I do not want to be Yotzer with this Magen Avraham. If I say, my intention to say Bro Pri HaGofen, I do not want this to go for a She'akol Yodivorei. So says the Rashbam, these are the two truths important to Rabbein Yonah. According to the first Herz, that Mitzvahs Eilam Tzuchus Kavona only works for a Maisa and not for a Dibur, but for a Dibur you need Kavona, because there's nothing else. Amira itself is pure Kavona, that's what it is. It's all just a reflection of Kavona. If there's no Kavona, there's no Amira either. If so, it would mean, and by the way, this is Paschal, this is not on Paschal, is it La Halacha? If so, it turns out that when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, then it would work out that you cannot say Mitzvahs Eilam Tzuchus Kavona, even in the Drabonon. You've got to say Mitzvahs Tzuchus Kavona. And if so, then the Kavona Faket is going to help. What did the Magen Avraham say? That Kavona, not to be able to won't help you, because Mitzvahs Eilam Tzuchus Kavona. That only works if it's a mice, not if it's a dibble. If it's a dibble, then the way we pass can certainly that it needs kavona. Everyone agrees it needs kavona, even if you hold mitzvahs Eilam Tzuchus Kavona, it's going to need kavona. That's this.
Kavona only applies to the first part of the bracha, like this, you're saying.
No, kavona applies to the whole part of the bracha.
By this time, you said the second part, you always change your mind.
That's right. So therefore, the Gemara is philosophic. If you rectify the situation, do we say, doesn't matter, you said she'akol yedivorei, and therefore it's alright, you had the right kavana for at least the end of the bracha, will that save it? Or do we paskin that the main part is, doesn't matter, the main frame of the bracha is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The Rambam has got a shitta which is amazing. Just before I continue, I'll mention, the Rambam has got a shitta which completely blows your mind. The Rambam says so much, the beginning of the bracha is so important, that if you said, you had a glass of beer, and you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam to finish She'akol Yedivorei, and you had a mental aberration for a moment, and you said Baruch Pri HaGofen. Some strange says the Rambam your Yotze. Doesn't matter what you say afterwards, but your intention was when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that's the main frame of the bracha. Your Yotze, even if you say the wrong thing afterwards, and vice versa will be true as well. You can't save it. So the Rambam holds the main part of the bracha is the beginning, and therefore the intention will apply. This is over here. La Halacha, we don't pass from the Rambam. La Halacha, clearly not.
Your case about Havdalah is better, though.
Yes.
Because when he made the bracha, he knew it was beer.
Yes.
He knew all along it was beer. The only reason why he thought he was saying a bracha,
that's right.
Was another week. So that's great. He makes on
and on. Yeah, no, but you thought...
He knew the whole time. He didn't think he ever had wine in his house.
Yeah, but he intended. The bracha was supposed to be a bracha offering.
He was just saying what he's used to.
If he had no intention at all, it might be better.
Yeah.
But if you think, oh, this is my... Here comes a bracha offering. At that moment in time, and then you suddenly, oops, it's beer, isn't it? You see the froth at the top, you think, ooh, it's beer, isn't it? And then you change it. So if he thought, yeah, if he, doesn't matter, the main thing is, what bracha did he think he was making? I don't think it'll help nobody who's holding. There's a whole machlokes that's shown him, there's at least five opinions as to how to explain the Gemara, as to what he thought he was holding, and what's going on, what did he say, did he finish the bracha or not? But we haven't got time for that now. Let me just give you another very, very interesting practical application of Mitzvah Tzuchus Kavona. I was once asked, last year, someone phoned me up and said, listen, I've seen a bird's nest. And I would like to give you the schus of making, doing, performing the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeim. Shiluach HaKeim, where is it? He says quite far out in the countryside, but I know exactly it's there, the egg's there, no problem at all, we'll take you there at night, no problem. I said, listen, I've got a chavrusa, I can't, I haven't got time. I said, the only time, when can you come? Pick me up at 10:45. 10:45 at night. So, I'm going to go during the night, because that's when the mother is sitting on the thing. Good, so 10:45, I said, after my chavrusa, you can come pick me up. Comes to pick me up, it takes me over half an hour out in the countryside, so on a Sunday night, and I think to myself, Rabbein Shalom, I've got a shear to repair on Monday, and think, it takes me into this place, we get there, tells me, tiptoe, carefully, he says to me, tiptoe, carefully, quiet, not disturb the mother bird. We're walking along, of course, it's a dry summer's evening, crunch, 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 and we hear flutter, 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 and I said, what's that? He said, don't worry, keep walking, we're not there yet. Anyway, I get to there, and suddenly there's another flutter, flutter, flutter. So I think, what's that? He says, yeah, he says, the mother bird's moved on over to the next branch. So I said to him, well, he said, no, don't worry, just give it a bit, here's the stick, give it a bit of a knock, we'll take the eggs. Anyway, I came back, I thought, myself, no, this isn't good. And I'm thinking to myself on the way back, ugh, ridiculous. I turned up, came back at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I thought to myself, ugh. So I sat down, started preparing the shear, so going over it, and then I suddenly thought to myself, so I said to the person, what's going on here? He said to me, do you remember I told you, when you walked into the forest, I said, sometimes it can happen, as you walk in, what can happen is that the mother bird can fly away. So I mentioned to you, didn't I? He says that as you're walking into the forest, have kavanah that if by treading on the twigs and making a noise, you're going to cause the mother birds to fly away. That will be your mitzvah hakein. He said to me. Anyway. It was too late at night to think about that thing. But the next morning in Kailal, I started thinking about it. We discussed it together, backwards and forwards. And it's quite clear that the din of Shiluach HaKeim, of course, the Gemara, as you know, Gemara Chulin, is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the following. It says, Sorech Lishloach Ho'ein, Ad Shetetzei Mitachas Yodoi. So the first problem was that the mashmos, and look at the Rambam, is you've got to actually move the mother. It's not just good enough to scare the mother off. You've got to actually move the mother with a stick. It could be as part of you that you could do that, but you've got to do that. Well, there are those who are chayyim can say that if you make the noise that and you shake the tree, that's good enough. That'll make the mother go away. Sorry. It was, that's right, when it's Revetzes. When we came along, it was Revetzes. Now the question is, if you walk along, and your kavana is, that when you, as you walk along, if you make a noise, it's going to send the mother bird away. Do you say that works? If you say, you've got kavana, you're walking in there, let's say mitzvah aims tzrichas kavana, even if you didn't think it, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you intend that if it happens, then it should be a mitzvah, and if not, when I get there, I'll do it. Sorry? What do you say? Is such a person going to say? Yes? You walk in there and you say, but what difference does it make whether I shoo the mother bird away because I stand at the tree and I start climbing up, or whether it is when I'm walking along and I'm treading over the thing. I'm thinking all the time, every step. If this does it, this is my Shiluach HaKeim. Yes? If this makes a noise. Am I Yotze, or am I not Yotze?
Why do you have to think it?
Oh, so you want to say...
You don't even think it.
You say this is Emes Yitzchak Kavona, you're walking along, this should be the Maisa. One of the people in the Kodol, Doniel Mann, made a very valid claim. He said, look, what is your intention as you tread? You were treading carefully and quietly. Your kavala is, you want to get there. You want to be Mekayim. You want to fit in with those opinions which say that you, that's right, you want to get to the tree. You want to get there. You want to actually push the mother off yourself so that you do it. So every step that you take, your kavala may be that if it works, you're going to be Yotze the mitzvah, but really your kavana is that you don't want this to be. Now, it's true that you've got kavana for the mitzvah, but the act that you're doing is an act that you say, if chas v'shalom, you don't want it to do the mitzvah yet, you want to do it later. Imagine if you get to the tree and the mother's still there, and you're climbing up the tree, and you want to actually get there, and it's dark of course, and you see a branch above you, and you grab the branch to pull yourself up, and suddenly you realize, you feel, it's the mother, it's not the branch, it's the actual bird, and suddenly off it goes. In that case, are you saying you're going to be yotzer? No. You know why? It's a misasik. There's a concept of misasik. Although the Gemara says, if you blew to play a tune, you're yotzer, but if you take the shofar and it's not going, nothing's coming out, so you turn it round, or you do it the right way, and you blow it out to try and clean the shofar out, and out comes the most beautiful tkiah. The din is, it's called misasik lo yotzer. It's no good. You didn't intend to do the act. There are two things you need to be yotzer mitzvah. Number one, you need kavona, do you or don't you, the machlokas. But number two, everyone agrees, you need to have kavona that you are now doing the mitzvah. The same as you brush past the light switch on Shabbos. We say it's a misasik, you didn't do it. It's okay, you didn't do it. Misasik is not even a shogig. But it's the same is true here. If you do a mitzvah, the misasik, you didn't do it. So if I'm walking along, trying not to make a noise, I can't have my cake and eat. I can't have my cake and eat it. I can't have the situation where I'm saying that I've got kavana, yes, to do the mitzvah. My kavana is not to do the mitzvah. And if so, it doesn't work. Sorry? No, it won't help. Even a tznai won't help. Because my whole kavana here is, I can't say, if it works, then that's what I intend, and if it don't, I do an action. This action has to have a label on it. It's either an action that I'm doing to do a mitzvah, or it's an action that I'm doing not to do a mitzvah. I don't want to do this act. That's why I brought you. I'm climbing up the tree, I'm grabbing hold of the branch, I thought. I did not want to, at that point, shoot the mother away. My intention was just to grab hold of the branch. In such a case, that is a kavana which goes against doing the mitzvah. I don't want to do the mitzvah. And therefore, even if you say mitzvah's kavana, it's not going to work, and you're not yotzer to the mitzvah. A little bit of an idea of three applications of mitzvah's kavana.